brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
David Knight filling in for Alex, and we've got an interesting show lined up today. And we've got some breaking news. It seems like every time I come in here to substitute for Alex Jones, we've got some breaking drone news, and that's going on right now. We've got a drone, an Air Force drone, that has crashed close to a remote Florida highway. It's shut down that highway. We've got a little bit of video here for that, if you guys can pull it up and the people who are watching it can see. It's quite a bit of smoke going on there. Last time I was here, we had an E-6B that was flying loops through Austin. There's pictures, if you're watching, of the drone that went down. And it's quite a bit of smoke, and it was fairly close to a population center. It says, according to an Air Force fact sheet, the QF-4 is tested at nearby Tyndall Air Force Base and at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. The plane is a modified F-4 Phantom aircraft. They say it's been used since the 1950s. Now, the last time I was here, Alex called in, was absolutely amazed at the size of this airplane that was flying looping circles around the city of Austin, flying at the level of the buildings, very dangerously low. We eventually learned that it was an E-6B that was doing, as I reported, a training exercise in Austin. And you have to wonder, if they're doing training, why are they doing training so close to population centers? Well, they're doing that all the time. Actually, we've got numerous incidents of SWAT teams, not SWAT teams, but military exercises in conjunction with our militarized police, with our SWAT teams. They're working together in city after city doing these drills and arresting citizens who videotape them. We've had reports of that, and we've shown video of a citizen getting arrested for exercising his freedom to videotape what's going on in public, and they told him, you have to leave. You're in a dangerous area. And it's like, well, if it's a dangerous area, it's because you're landing helicopters here in a public space, and they haven't warned anybody. They didn't cordon it off. And, you know, you have to ask yourself why they're doing it. Well, they've answered that question. We've had videotape of a military officer explaining that you train where you expect to be deployed. So if you expect that you're going to invade a mountainous area, or you expect you're going to invade a beach, you train there. If you expect you're going to invade American cities, that's where you train, and you train with the police. And that brings us to an article right now that we've got linked on the Drudge Report. This is on Infowars.com. This is from former President Jimmy Carter. And he said, in the wake of the NSA spying scandal, he said of the American political system, America has no functioning democracy. That's Jimmy Carter. America has no functioning democracy. Now, he joins Paul Craig Roberts, and he joins retired Senator Gordon Humphrey in criticizing what's going on in America right now. Think about this. This is just one generation removed. These are people who have retired a few years ago, still alive, criticizing how far we have gone into despotism. And another article that's on Infowars.com, we have this from Paul Craig Roberts, and he calls it coup d'etat. He said, Americans are ruled by usurpers who claim that the executive branch is above the law, that the U.S. Constitution is merely a scrap of paper. And he points out, an unconstitutional government is an illegitimate government. Says Americans are oppressed by illegitimate government rulings, not by law or by the Constitution, and they by laws and naked force is how they rule. And he doesn't miss any words. He says, the South African apartheid regime was more legitimate than the regime in Washington. The apartheid Israeli regime in Palestine is more legitimate. The Taliban, more legitimate. Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, more legitimate. Absolutely true. If you don't follow the Constitution that you swear allegiance to, you become merely dictators. We're going to be talking about that, and we've got some guests coming up that are going to talk about some local solutions to this tyranny coming out of Washington. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. And just before we went to the break, we were talking about just the former generation of leaders in this country talking about how illegitimate our government is. I mean, these are former senators, former presidents. Paul Craig Roberts, who is the father of Reaganomics, former head of policy at the Department of Treasury. They're all pointing out that we have basically had the federal government cut itself loose from the chains that bind them down. They've cut themselves loose from the document that they swear allegiance to. Understand that when they take office, the oath to the Constitution is essentially an oath to a superior power, to the law. The law is king, lex rex. What they're doing is swearing allegiance to a king and then ignoring and subverting that king. Now, we've got an article that's linked on Drudge Report from Jimmy Carter, where he says, basically, America has no functioning democracy. And as I mentioned just before the break, Paul Craig Roberts said, the American government is an unconstitutional government and an illegitimate government because they no longer pay any attention to the Constitution. Now, also breaking yesterday from The Guardian, there was an email exchange between Ed Snowden and former GOP Senator Gordon Humphrey. And he said, I believe you have done the right thing in exposing what I regard to be a massive violation of the U.S. Constitution. And so when they got this message, Glenn Greenwald contacted the former senator just to make sure that it was not a prank, that it was actually there. And what he did was he essentially clarified it and doubled down. This is what he said in the follow-up message. He said, this is the senator, former senator, writing to Glenn Greenwald. He says, yes, it was I who sent the email message to Ed Snowden, thanking him for exposing astonishing violations of the U.S. Constitution and encouraging him to persevere in the search for asylum. He talked about him being a courageous whistleblower, and he said that no effort, he's very concerned that there is no effort being made to identify and to remove from office and bring to justice officials who have abused power seriously and repeatedly violated the Constitution of the United States and the rights of millions of unsuspecting citizens. And that's the whole point. All you see discussed on the talk show hosts are, how do we keep this from happening again? Andrea Mitchell was interviewing a Democrat from, I think it was Montana, and they were talking about how they could vet security clearances better so this doesn't happen again. Nothing at all about making the government obey the Constitution. Where are we headed with this? Well, actually, James Madison pointed out, and we read this quote last night in the nightly news, he pointed out a long time ago what was going to happen if we didn't follow the Constitution anymore, and if we didn't understand the traditions that led to the writing of that document. He says, do not separate text, that would be the text of the Constitution, from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. Same words being used by the previous generation of politicians who have and government officials at the federal level. Now, in the second hour, we're going to be talking to Stan Linnick. And if you remember, he was the deputy. You might remember this. When we had the opt-out and film campaign with Ashley Jessica and Jason Burmis, they went to a New York airport, and they were handing out literature, not bothering anybody. And they had the police called on them. And fortunately, the deputy sheriff who showed up was Stan Linnick. There's a little video of that. We're going to be talking to him. He stood up for their constitutional rights. He refused to bully them because this fellow with the airport and the fellow who was trying to get the police to bully them should have known better. He was formerly somebody who worked in the media. Now, that's Stan Linnick that we're going to be talking to. And he was deputy sheriff of the year by the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So we're going to talk to him because, you know, we need to have people who have legitimate authority. People who have legitimate authority are people who put themselves under the Constitution, like Deputy Linnick did. So we want to talk to him. And in the third hour, we're going to be talking to Kirsten Tynan. And she's with the Fully Informed Jury Association, because that is where you come in. That's where every one of you can come in, because you can stand in the gap against bad laws, against oppressive government. You can stand in the gap and make sure that your fellow citizen gets justice and that unjust laws are not enforced. And that's a very important thing. Most people don't understand where that power comes from. They don't understand the tradition of that. They don't understand the judges will basically tell juries lies. They will suppress information about what the rights and the duties of the jury truly are. But let's think about where this is really headed. Let's look at somebody who actually lived under the Stasi. There was an amazing article that was translated into English, and I tried to get this guy to come on so we could interview him, but unfortunately he doesn't speak English. This is a pastor who lived under the Stasi in East Germany, and he has something that all Americans should really think about. He talked about living there for most of his life, up until about 20 years ago when it fell. He says, we all recall the fall of 1989 when thousands of people all over German Democratic Republic marched from churches to streets and squares. Now, this fellow was a pastor. And one of the things that he had done, and he was surprised to find that the Stasi didn't know anything about it, he actually had smuggled in from the West a miniature lab. And he was doing testing of the water because he knew they were putting chemicals into it. Not openly, like our government puts fluoride and other things that we know are harmful, things that are banned in Europe. They were putting other chemicals in as well as that into the water. And he was doing testing and giving information out about that. And they didn't know about that, but they pretty much knew about everything else. And one of the things to remember is that it was the clergy who were instrumental in getting people their freedom in East Germany, just like they were very instrumental in giving people their freedom here in America. They called them the Black Regiment during the Revolutionary War. And what happened in East Germany was the pastors organized people in the churches, and the churches marched en masse to the wall, to the spots where they would shoot people if they got too close. And the soldiers finally refused to fire. And it was that kind of a peaceful stand down en masse that essentially brought down the fall of the Stasi and the East German government. But I want you to think about what it's like to live under the Stasi. And this is what he tells us. He said, how did a state keep this population of 17 million in check for 40 years? The answer, through surveillance, incarceration, and terror. The wheels of terror were implanted in every brain. The moment a critical thought took shape, the wheels of terror started turning. Who would be able to hear this and make note of it? Which file would it land in? What could be the consequences? What reprisals would be taken? Could there be an impact on the children's schooling, on their apprenticeship position, or their college placement? Even preschoolers and kindergartners had internalized that. And he said the guarantor for terror and order was the Stasi, state security. They called it, in German, eavesdrop and peek. Now, that's what our government is doing to us today. And I find it so disturbing that Americans can come out and say, I don't care. They can look. I don't have anything to hide. Well, the people in East Germany didn't have anything to hide either, but nothing was able to be hidden. And listen to what happens when you know you're being watched. Hardly anything went undetected. Like a fungus, surveillance permeated all of social life in the, quote, service of socialism to protect the country from the imperialistic class enemy. See, they had a different enemy. It's always necessary to have an enemy. Our enemy, of course, is now Al-Qaeda. Used to be the communists when that was no longer a credible threat. Now they're holding up these boogeymen in caves. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But he says, during demonstrations, and this is how pervasive the threat of the Stasi was, that even when they started to have demonstrations that led up to the fall of the government in 1989, he said a huge crowd of people marched through downtown Eisenach in the state of Thuringia, where I live, chanting. But the moment the train of protesters passed the headquarters of the Stasi, they fell silent. Nobody shouted anything. So here you got a crowd of people who are in defiance of this communist regime and demonstrating, but they are afraid of the Stasi because the Stasi knows everything about them, records everything about them, uses that to control their lives, to control their futures. That's what total information awareness is about. It's a means of control. It's a means, and that's what surveillance leads to. People need to understand this. He says, listen to this. The Stasi not only surveyed the everyday life of citizens, but also influenced our lives. In my case, the Stasi sought to document my underground political activities with the goal of gathering enough material to take me to court. But they didn't wish to wait until I'd made a mistake worthy of prosecution. Instead, they used snitches to plant rumors in my parish and to strip me of the backing of my superiors in the church. They even tried to set up an informer on my wife to destroy our marriage. Snitches provoked me, engaged me in topical conversations, intercepted letters, intercepted personal contacts, indirectly influencing and manipulating my life. And he goes on to say that whenever they would have a meeting, whenever the church would get together, any function, they always knew that there were Stasi members, Stasi informers that were present. And he said they would even cynically extend a welcome to those who, quote, had to be here professionally, unquote. So they knew, and he said he never said anything at a meeting that he wasn't willing to go to jail for. Is that the way you want to live? Because what we're going to see in America is something far more pervasive, something far more dangerous than anything that ever happened with the Stasi. You can see pictures of rooms full of files, paper files on people. They had no way to data mine most of that. They collected so much information on people that they really couldn't put it all together. But we now have this massive data center that's being built in Utah that is going to use enough water. Just it's so massive, so incredibly massive, so much data storage, so much heat being generated that they're going to use enough water that they could supply thousands of homes. And that's a big issue out in Utah. But that's where we're headed. We're headed for a complete and total surveillance state. We're headed for something that is far worse than the Stasi ever did, something that is far worse than George Orwell ever imagined in 1984. And the American public just shrugs, many of them. Those of us who are aware have to wake up the others to the dangers that are coming. And we're going to be talking more about that in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex today. And we were just talking before the break about the Stasi, life under the Stasi. And a lot of information is coming out about that right now. People are very sensitive about that, especially in Germany, because it's come out that we were conducting massive spying on Germany as well. And they don't like to be spied on because they have this tradition of the Gestapo and the Stasi. And as one person wrote in the Financial Times, her name was Constance Stellensmuller. She wrote, our grandparents' generation feared the early morning knock on the door of the Gestapo. Well, you know what? At least the Gestapo knocked. That's not the case with the American Gestapo, the SWAT teams, right? I guess we should call them the SWAT teams because it sounds a bit more German. They just bust the door down. They throw in grenades, flash stun grenades, and they shoot anybody who doesn't understand that they're the police. You know, if somebody kicks in your door in the middle of the night, your first reaction is going to be to take defensive action, to grab a gun or something. They kill people over and over again for that. But that's become standard operating procedure now. She said that... it was only after the fall of the wall in 1989 that people really understood how much terror was being perpetrated on them. You know, people in America still don't understand that. And one of the things she mentioned about this was that in Germany, she said, we have a better reason to fear the secret state than most people. She said, they don't like closed-circuit television cameras. We're perfectly comfortable with them in America because we don't understand how they're being used. It's also why our constitutional court enshrined a fundamental right of data privacy and declared it illegal for Germany to implement an EU directive on preventative data storage. You know, if you remember that comedy video, Alex talked to the fellow who did it. I don't recall his name right now, but he was following people. He was a comedian. He was following people around in public places. He had a big boom mic, and he had some fake earbuds on. Tom Mabe, thank you. And he had some fake earbuds on, and he's dressed with sunglasses and a suit like a CIA agent. And he puts this microphone in people's faces, and they're like, hey, get out of here. When you understand the surveillance, it's very abhorrent. And it was abhorrent to the people in Germany because they understood it was being done by people. When it's completely automated, when it is completely transparent, you don't notice the surveillance, you don't notice the cameras, people don't object to it. And that's the very dangerous situation. Even things like free speech, and this is an article on InfoWars. A poll says 34% of Americans say the First Amendment is too extreme. That's right. We don't need our First Amendment freedom. I mean, why would you not want to have freedom of speech? I mean, that's the most amazing thing to me. I mean, that's not anything that how could you make a case against freedom of speech? I mean, this is people have been totally brainwashed by the state, by the state media, the state-controlled mainstream media, to think that they have to give up everything for their freedom. But, you know, the opposite of liberty is not security. It's slavery. And liberty and security go together. You can't have one without the other. As Thomas Jefferson said about life and liberty, he said the hand of force can destroy them, but cannot disjoin them. That's the same thing with liberty and security. You know, you can have a government that destroys both your liberty and your security, but you can't have one without the other. Now, the interesting thing about this is a survey that was conducted by the Newseum. That's a news museum. And they do an annual survey about people's attitude toward the First Amendment. And what they found was that it was up from 13% who really didn't think that that we should have free press or free speech. It jumped from 13% to 34%. So more than a third of the people don't think we should have a free press or free speech or freedom of religion. And it extends to other things as well. As we've said all along about this fight for the Second Amendment, if people don't respect the Second Amendment, they're not going to respect any of the other freedoms either, the government. If they don't respect that, they're not going to respect the others. And interestingly enough, only 4% of the people valued the Second Amendment. So they don't really understand their freedoms. You know, they don't understand what they're about to lose. Now, we've got this contest that we're going through feverishly trying to come up with a finalist and look at all these different films and give them a fair viewing, multiple viewings. One of the ones that I saw just recently was a film called Dream, A Dream Revered. And you can see these films at Infowars.com/Paul Revere. Or just /P, I think, takes you there as well. Now, in this particular film, what got me about it was that it starts with the person's personal recollection about how his jobs have gone. They've left this country. They've gone to other countries. He worked in Detroit, and he's driving through Detroit saying, this is your future, America. And we're going to be talking about that right after we come back. He talks about how the jobs have gone. He talks about the great sucking sound that Ross Perot warned us about. And he talks about what's being put in its place. And we'll talk about that right after we return. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and I am joined here for the next half hour with Jakari Jackson, who's coming in. We're going to talk a little bit about the news. I've been on my soapbox here about the police state and how America is turning into the Stasi. Actually, there was on the 4th of July weekend, there was an artist, a light artist in Berlin, that actually shone this giant projected a giant sign on the side of the U.S. Embassy that said United Stasi of America. It had a picture of Kim.com. And they know what the Stasi is about, and they see this happening, Jakari. I tell you what, they're really worried about it.
They charge him with something, correct?
They're trying to think of something to charge him with. I don't know what.
I mean, that's not even graffiti. I mean,
that's right.
Giant image.
That's right. But I don't know, maybe... definition of character, I mean,
yeah, exactly. Sure.
Also, last night we had Jakari and I normally do the nightly news, and we had the world premiere last night of State of Mind. Now, this is a you want to talk about how the government controls us. There was an article today about a guy, a real life Jason Bourne, that was from Natural News, where the guy has no memory and he's speaking Swedish. That's the kind of mind control we typically think of, the kind of MK Ultra type of stuff. But this is actually covers that, as well as covers the broader aspects of mind control.
Propaganda.
Yeah, the more subtle aspects of it. Education, the educational system, and what the goals have been from the very beginning. Now, we premiered this last night. We had the world premiere of State of Mind last night on the InfoWars Nightly News for our subscribers to Prison Planet TV. But, you can still get a copy of it. And where we are, where we were back in North Carolina, we didn't have the bandwidth to watch movies on the Internet. A lot of people don't like to stream an entire movie on the Internet. If you get a DVD of this, that's a great way to pass the information along to other people. People are much more likely to watch this and enjoy it with a DVD. Everybody's got a DVD player.
Blu-ray.
That's right. Blu-ray, even. So, Jakari, what's up?
Well, I saw this, and you brought this up when I first walked in, the McDonald's budget.
Yeah.
Now, maybe we can get a doc cam on this. This is the McDonald's budget, as you would assume by the title. It's trying to teach people who make the McDonald's type of income how to budget their money. And this article points out that, it would ask the question, can you support a family on $2,000 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Now, supporting myself on $2,000 a month is, difficult enough.
Family.
Between rent and, various utilities, over $700 a month, then food, gas, the bare necessities, phone and so forth. And it says McDonald's teamed up with Visa to teach their employees, how to properly budget their minimum wage. But the big thing in it says blatantly in the document itself that they expect you to work two jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're not gonna hire you full time, because then they're gonna pay Obamacare.
Yeah.
Right. So they're gonna make to get even like a $20,000 income, they're going to make you work two jobs.
Exactly. So you're going to work, maybe two 30-hour jobs, I guess.
I don't know.
60 hours.
But they don't budget anything for food or for gas. I guess it's like, do you want fries with that budget? I mean.
it's pretty ridiculous. It's just more of this trying to get people to live on less. Meanwhile, Obama is going to Africa saying that Africans shouldn't have air conditioning. I'm not making that up. We played that clip before.
Saying, Prince Charles has said the same thing.
They
fly in with their jets and say, you shouldn't drive cars.
Yeah, he jumps off Air Force One and tells people they shouldn't have cars in Africa because that'll raise the standard of living too high.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Meanwhile, he's renting out, private golf courses to play with Tiger Woods and so forth.
It's going to melt down the entire planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. They put the employees at McDonald's on this ridiculous budget that doesn't even allocate any money for food or for gas to get to your two jobs that you're going to have.
Right.
Okay, but meanwhile, our government has supposedly this debt limit of $16 trillion, just under $16 trillion.
Frozen.
It's been frozen for the last 56 days. They're claiming, incredibly claiming, that they have not spent any money for the last 56 straight days. So evidently nobody in the federal government is getting paid anything. They're not buying anything. And they stopped at about 26, what does it say here, $26 million short of the limit, and it's been frozen there since May 17th.
It's just like you said, nobody's gotten a paycheck. They haven't had another $7 million vacation or whatever else their expenses may incur.
Yeah, I guess they put Obama's trips on a credit card or something.
But you
maybe
remember,
Visa.
Obama keeps threatening, and I believe it was last year, the year before, he threatened not to pay the military. Of all people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People who go overseas and have to send money back to their families, we're not going to pay them. Or he threatened not to pay them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, we've got an interesting article. You know, we're talking about how the government scares everybody into all of these different programs. You know, we've got to spy on you. We've got to go through your cars. There's an article on the Drudge Report today that TSA is now going through parked cars at airports, right? Yeah. You've got to be so afraid of Al-Qaeda. And we've got a clip here that has Fox News talking about Al-Qaeda hijacking your car. Can we play that, guys? Can we play a little bit of that? Go ahead.
Imagine this scenario. You're driving along and suddenly you're no longer controlling the car. That's a scary scenario from some top security analysts who warn that as our cars become more sophisticated, they also become more vulnerable to hackers and even terrorists. Is that true? Morgan Wright is the cyberterrorism analyst and he's joining us now. And again, one of our favorite stories, but one that really concerned us, Morgan. Is this true? I mean, is this something that we need to be concerned about?
Well, look, so the fact and fiction. In fact, yes, you can take control of a car. OnStar is an example, and they work with law enforcement. The stolen vehicle assist.
Last week.
They can actually locate your car. Law enforcement gets in behind it. They send a signal to the car to start slowing it down, and then it cruises off to the side of the road. But in that scenario, law enforcement's in control. They block the road. My concern is what happens when they not only just maybe hack the car, they hack the systems that control these cars or have access to them and then do these things. So a lot of people say that's far-fetched, but, you know, one of my examples on September 10th, 2001, we thought it was far-fetched to fly four airplanes into a building. Never thought it could happen, say never.
Yeah, they thought it was far-fetched to fly four airplanes into buildings. Mm-hmm. And actually, they got two airplanes flew into the Twin Towers, and three giant skyscrapers fell straight down.
Exactly.
Like controlled demolition. I think it is incredible because they don't even know how many planes flew into because, you know, obviously you would think that they would take a plane to make a building fall down or more than that.
Yeah.
Because they designed them to be to withstand a direct plane hit.
You know, since we're let's briefly talk about the topic. Building 7, 9/11, had very little exterior damage, you know, a little bit of debris,
some minor fires,
and supposedly knocked the building down. But you think about buildings 4 and 5 that had much more damage and had to be torn down to the ground. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
That's incredible. But yeah, he talks about how it's just so incredible. But the other thing I want to talk about here is notice how they craft the discussion here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's hackers and it's Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. Who could hack into your car. But when the government does it, it's for your own safety.
When Officer Brown pulls you over
on the
aggressive highway,
exactly.
It's all good.
Yeah, only the government is going to be doing this. You know, when this thing came out with Hastings, right, mm-hmm. immediately Alex said, you know, they can crash a car. Mm-hmm. By hacking into the system. Oh, no, you can't do that. That's far-fetched.
I want people to see this. Can you guys just go to Google? You don't have to play the audio. But just go type in Google car, and it's some trendy guy with a hat on. He's driving to
exactly,
Bill.
Exactly. And, you know, but after that came out, after Alex said it, people were laughing at him.
Mm-hmm.
But then when Richard Clark, who is the former U.S. National Coordinator for Security, Infrastructure Protection, and Counterterrorism, Richard Clark, tells the Huffington Post, there's reason to believe that intelligence agencies for major powers know how to remotely seize control of a car. And he says, so if there were a cyber attack on Hastings' car, and I'm not saying there was, I think whoever did it would probably get away with it. And then later on in that article, they even say, then just a couple of paragraphs down, they say Hastings was driving this Mercedes when he crashed into a tree. I mean, first of all, if you remember, the only eyewitness that everybody was talking about the first day was Luis Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said was it was driving very fast. It jackknifed. Parts went everywhere. Okay. He didn't say that it hit the tree and caught fire that way. Okay. And if you look at the way the car... If you look at how the car is, okay, and where the engine is,
mm-hmm.
all right, there's absolutely no way that those two are going to get separated with that kind of crash. If it hit head-on into the tree, it's going to capture the engine and drive it into the car.
Exactly.
If it hit sideways with enough impact to somehow, I mean, anything I guess could be possible, but if it was going to eject it sideways at a right angle to the direction the car was going, that car would have been wrapped around the tree. That didn't happen either. But I've looked at crash after crash after crash on the internet. And the simple fact of the matter is, if you got something like a Pinto, remember the Ford Pinto, maybe you don't remember that. I do. I'm old enough to remember it. Okay, it was a big deal because its fuel tank was compromised in rear-end collisions. And you can see highway traffic cameras of it being hit from the back, and the entire contents of the gas can are atomized and sprayed everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and then catch fire. And you see that in these car crashes. You see
car crash after car crash, very, very bad. They don't blow up instantly like they do on a Hollywood movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
That only happens when you have the rear end is hit. And, of course, the rear end of the Mercedes that Michael Hastings was driving was completely intact.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way that's going to blow up and explode on impact. It's less than a 2% chance that somebody's going to die in an automobile fire because that is so rare that that happens.
Right.
Because typically it starts to catch fire and it gradually builds.
Even if you watch NASCAR races, those guys usually have time to bail out before the car
goes
up in flames, if it does go up in flames.
A very good example, there's a video, people can see it on YouTube. It was a Formula One race, and this one car loses control. Maybe it's like a greasy spot on the track or something. Goes spinning out of control, crashes, parts go flying everywhere, but doesn't catch on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Short while later, another car hits the same spot, same thing, starts spinning out, and hits this car in the back. Instantly, a giant fireball, okay, because he hit it in the back and exploded the gas tank. Now, of course, that guy actually walked out of a giant fireball because he had a fireproof suit, had a helmet, that sort of thing, which a person typically would not have. But the point being is that the government can hack into these systems. Mercedes has been maniacal about trying to make their cars safer. They developed anti-lock braking systems. They developed these stability counter-steering systems. And they have all kinds of systems that can accelerate and slow down your car now based on if it sees that you're going to be hitting somebody head-on. And even right. takes a look at people behind you to see how quickly to put the brakes on. So they have all kinds of controls mm-hmm. on these cars, which make them safer, but also makes them hackable. We've had a video that we played on the show of DARPA official talking about how severe a problem that is for the government. They're worried about it.
Oh, yeah, because all it is hacking. They hack drones. You know, I believe it was the University of Texas hacked one right here. And so people think that it's impossible. It's something that can happen. You know, if you have an older car, you may not have to worry about such things. But
that's right.
People who drive the newer models, you know, it is possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at this situation with the Hastings car, now, you know, I believe it was a bomb that went up, would cause the pieces to fly everywhere, because there was one eyewitness that was interviewed by the Young Turks, and I didn't find him to be very credible because it seemed like he was trying to reinforce the official story, you know, and he says, oh, yeah, it hit this bump, and, you know, I think that's what caused the engine to come out. It's like, I'm sorry, but, you know, whatever you want to say about cars, especially Mercedes, they're not going to have the engine fall out when it hits a bump,
mm-hmm.
okay? These are cars that they designed to drive on the Autobahn with no speed limit, and they do it all the time.
Right.
And, you know, a high-speed, you know, dip in the pavement is not going to cause the engine to come out.
Eject.
And exactly, to go a different direction. So, you know, it's just not credible, but it would give them cover. A cover story, as everybody has picked up, as the mainstream media has picked up, to have him driving at a high speed under hacking control and then blow the car up. I mean, that would perfectly fit.
Yeah, and that's what they want. They don't want anybody to question the story. We've given you this story. We came out. We said there's no foul play. We don't want to release the police documents and so forth. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what they want us to do with the associates, the Zokar brothers. Not saying they're innocent or guilty, but you know it's this repetitive thing that you know they just give you more information all the time, so you forget about this. I'm still waiting to see the surveillance footage from Sandy Hook. You know,
Oh yeah. They never show that. Now you mentioned the Zokar trial, and one of the things I think is interesting. Pull up that photo, guys, from the Rolling Stone magazine cover.
Yes, this Facebook photo that makes him look like a rock star in some people's opinion.
Right. Well, they're very upset about it. But what you know what upsets me about it is the fact that it says there as a caption, bomber.
The bomber.
The bomber. You know, he's the bomber.
Right.
You know, he's been tried and convicted in the media in the same way that Zimmerman has. Mm-hmm. You know, we have completely lost the whole concept of how a jury works and why you would have a jury. I mean, looking at this is an article that's linked on Drudge right now. The niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that Dr. Martin Luther King would not wear a hoodie. And she did that in reaction to a picture that somebody had photoshopped his face into a picture of a hoodie. And she's talking about the trial there. You know, one of the things that bothers me about this whole thing is that people don't understand why we have juries.
Mm-hmm. You know, just remember with the Boston bombers, the alleged Boston bombers, you know, just the days after they captured the younger brothers, like we don't need to inform these guys of their rights. We don't need trials. We don't need this. We don't need that. We just need to convict these guys, execute these guys, throw them in the cellar for the rest of their lives.
That's right. And it used to be that if the media was so irresponsible, you know, we have free speech and we should have free speech, but that doesn't mean that you slander and demonize and libel people, right?
Right.
And so, you know, when they call somebody, when they talk about people before they've had a trial, they used to always say the alleged bomber, the alleged murderer, the alleged whatever. They don't do that anymore.
No.
Okay? They don't bother with it. And nobody is talking about that. Everybody is talking about how Zokar, the bomber, looks too good on this picture.
Yeah,
and CVS says they're not even going to, the CVS drugstore chain is not even going to carry the magazine in their store.
Not because of the content, but because of the image on the cover.
Exactly. That's what people took offense to. I find that amazing. I'm going to be talking in the third hour to someone from the Fully Informed Jury Association. And it's something that most people don't even go for a jury trial anymore. Most of the time they're intimidated by a lot of spurious charges that are piled on by prosecutors, and then they plea bargain to maybe what they would have been charged with in the first place.
Yeah, they overcharge, you know, which I wish more people would understand this. You know, I don't know any particular examples off the top of my head, but, you know, there are examples where, you know, you charge somebody with, let's say, murder, you know, to get them to, you know, go for manslaughter.
And it's very, very few trials ever go to a jury anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons is because jurors don't know what their rights are, and they usually turn into rubber stamps for the judge. But not in the case of the Zimmerman trial. You know, that was kind of interesting. And I don't know what your take is on it. I mean, we haven't really talked about it. Everybody's been talking about this, but we haven't really talked about it. To me, it's like one of these things about a self-defense thing that really a jury had to decide. You really couldn't decide that in the media.
Yeah, we talk more about that on the other side.
Yeah. We'll be right back. I'm joined with Jakari Jackson, and I'm David Knight. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm joined here in the studio with Jakari Jackson. We typically work the nightly news for Prison Planet TV, and we're substituting here for Alex Jones today. Now, before we get back to the news, I just want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Infidel Body Armor. That's www.infidelbodyarmor.com. It stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47, M4, 3060, 308, and more. Ceramic armor may stop six rounds, but what about the seventh, as they say? This is a great product, and when you support our advertisers, it helps to fund our operation here. So please go to infidelbodyarmor.com. Well, Jakari, talking about body armor, there's a bounty out on Zimmerman's head from the new Black Panthers. I always have to put that new in there to distinguish it. Larry Pinkney always wants to disassociate himself from the new Black Panthers with good reason. So Zimmerman might want to get some of that infidel body armor.
Yeah.
You know, there's a it's amazing to see the double standard here when they're allowed to publicly put out a $10,000 bounty on his head. And yet at the same time, we've got an AP news story here that police are charging a website that hosted a murder video.
Yeah, and how do you reconcile that? You know, they don't want him dead or alive. We've seen the T-shirts that say dead or alive, and it has alive scratched out.
And you've got Facebook pages that call for his murder. They don't say anything to them.
Various celebrities tweeting his parents' home address. And I don't even think they were tweeting the correct addresses on those.
And you and I remember the time, you know, we've been visited. Just people make a comment about murdering the Bush family or something like that on
Planet InfoWars.
Planet InfoWars, and they show up at our door, Secret Service. We were both here when they showed up.
People don't believe us when we tell them that story, but we actually had the Secret Service come up. It was around Christmas time this past year, and I was just about to leave to get on a plane to go back to Oklahoma, and the Secret Service comes knocks on the door, and I believe you answered the door.
And he flashes me the bag. So the badge is Secret Service. Can I come in? I said, no. You got some papers to come in? So, yeah, we went around and talked around people. But, you know, they don't hesitate to come to the door about a little spurious comment on our website. But somebody takes out an entire Facebook page.
Right.
They start doing T-shirts. They start putting out dollar bounties to have him killed. They have absolutely no problem with that.
That
tells you right there what this whole thing is about. That tells you right there, this is counterintelligence operation. This is a government operation to pit the races against each other. Nothing could be clearer about that. I mean, and you look at the Black Panthers, how the Department of Justice just passed on doing anything about them turning voters away, threatening voters at polling places in Chicago. We know that the government has used counterintelligence to create groups like the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm.
And groups like the new Black Panthers, and this is absolute proof of it. No other group, unless they were a government COINTELPRO operation, would be allowed to do something like that.
And also, I don't know if you want so much to call them an organized group, but all these riots and I'll call them rioters because they're not protesters. You don't protest by jumping on innocent people's cars in the middle of L.A. and tearing down gates of Walmart. That doesn't seem like a protest to me. But these people are going out, and regardless if they were really actively pursuing justice for Trayvon, you have plenty of people who are just opportunists using it as an excuse to go tear up stuff and go loot people's homes and so forth.
Right. Even if they believe that the jury made the wrong decision, how do you justify pulling out an innocent person who hasn't done anything to anybody? I mean, don't they see the irony of this?
Yeah.
They think that Trayvon was singled out for having done nothing at all, and singled out because he was a particular race or appearance or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was singled out and killed. Well, so then they are going to go out and single out
people? So they drive around and abduct joggers, beat them up, and drop them off someplace, you know, and that's justice for Trayvon.
That's right. Well, that's it for this segment. We're going to be back in the next hour with Stan Linick. He's the Deputy Sheriff of the Year from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, and we're going to talk to him about real law enforcement, constitutional law enforcement. So stay tuned.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.